Blog Talk Radio.
Children can be eliminated. He depressed the community.
Hello. I am Chuck Land.
Do you choose Jesus a celibate or Judas a homo?
Go!
Hello. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Noah is back from tour today. I hope she spent her time on the bus making the first livecast baby. Uncle Blandy has so many lessons to teach. Just put that sucker on my lap. Here's the show.
Noah, how was your tour that you just came back?
Yeah, my tour.
The Noah Slaughter
tour?
Well,
it didn't say it was her tour, just that she's back from tour.
I know, but it sounded like I was, like, on that tour.
Well, I'm sure you were the star of the show while you were there.
Oh,
it's like you and a bunch of smelly dudes. It's like this. It's like the live cast. You're the star of that, too, right?
You're just flattering me.
Well, you keep putting yourself in really shitty company, so it's very easy to be...
What do you mean? That's not true.
Look at us. Look at the guys on that tour.
I would never call you shitty company.
Shitty looking company.
Well, speak for yourself, Sid.
Jeez.
I think Jared and I find ourselves very attractive.
Wow. Yeah.
And
I got nothing.
It's fine. Like I feel like I was with my kind. I'm shitty too, Sid.
So there were a lot of Jews on the.
Probably.
Well, the bands have managers, right?
This was
Ben Weinman
tour?
Is Jewish, isn't he?
Yeah.
I guess there were a lot of Jews.
Welcome to the 221st edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. And I feel like this will be the best one. It took us 220 to figure out the formula, but we finally got it this time.
All right.
We started late, so it's already on the wrong foot.
Well, we've learned the formula is to keep the fans waiting, the live fans, the archive fans. There is no starting late for them. It starts whenever they hit play.
Well, it's also up to when you upload it. So if you upload it late...
Yeah, just make them wait for it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should upload it in the middle of the week. Make them hunger for it and
celebrate. Maybe you should
for
upload
it.
Different versions of the file with like the first version is like 5 minutes of show and then an hour 55 of silence.
Yeah.
And then you keep adding 5 minute increments until at the end of the week it's the full episode.
I think that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. You just don't want to put in the work.
Neither do fans.
How do you know? Only one way to find out, right? No?
Rob is no John Cage.
Who's John Cage?
This guy is a composer that he has this famous composition, like an opera, mm-hmm. that's just 4 minutes and change of silence. And it's like sort of trolling. They would just have an orchestra come out and play nothing.
That, if I was a composer, that's the kind of shit I would do. It's like, you're telling me I could learn how to compose, or I could just do that and it would still be viewed as profound?
Well, he has,
sign me up for the not doing work part.
There's never any music?
No. He has real music, you know, also.
That was.
That one symphony he wrote is like
is there really, did he really write it if there's no notes?
Well, the thing is that people, like, you know, music critics love him and they defend it as in, like, that sound is something, you know, it's like an art in a way.
The sound of silence.
Yeah.
If he did it, it's an art. If one of us did it, we'd be kicked out of
exactly.
The
it's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
but that's just indicative of how all art is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
To one degree or another. Because it's all subjective.
Sid's sound art are his farts.
Yeah.
That's how Sid creates music.
And my grunts of frustration. Which is my old hardcore band I used to be in.
Grunts of Frustration. Yes.
Speaking of, didn't you have Grunts of Frustration?
Oh, what
an
awful fucking week. We haven't even talked about your tour. Now we're already going to segue into...
Who cares about the tour?
Into...
I just want to know about your colon.
All right, so... Fair enough.
What about your colon?
Well, all right, you're the only one that
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Hear this pre-show.
Yeah.
Totally. Do you have any like sad music to
we
play?
Don't, it's not that bad. I've made it to the show, so it's not that bad.
I don't know.
It's just me whining. So to Tuesday morning, I start like feeling this sharp pain in my lower left side of my stomach.
Wow.
I think I probably have gas. I eat garbage all the time. Whatever. This is nothing new.
Can I interrupt you for a second? When this happens, because you're a cancer survivor,
uh-huh.
do you ever get nervous?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Anytime anything like this happens,
like,
I think.
Even if you stub your toe or you have
a
muscle tweak or something?
No, if it's something where I know what the cause is, then that's fine. But when it's like, this is a weird new pain in my stomach, I wonder if it's because of a tumor.
Yeah, I would
always
freak the hell out of it constantly. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's fine. So I'm like, whatever, it'll go away. A couple days later, it's long gone away, so I go to see my doctor.
It was a sharp pain?
Yeah. Like, anytime I move or if I'm sitting in the wrong position.
And where was it?
Like
in your, like,
yeah, the left
your
side
stomach?
Of the stomach, by, like, my side.
Okay.
So I go to the doctor, he says, I think you have kidney stones. So go to the emergency room and have them test you and deal with it. So I go to the emergency room. Turns out I do not have kidney stones. I have diverticulitis.
Oh, man. My friend just had that.
Really?
What is it?
I don't exactly know what it is. It's just something with your intestines.
Basically, it's caused by... Well, I read that it's caused by if you don't eat enough fiber or if you eat too much fiber. But then also it's caused, like, if you're constipated a lot and you're on the toilet, like, trying to force it out, then basically what happens is, like, your intestines or your bowels or whatever, it'll get, like, in parts, like, a little stretched out.
Uh-huh.
And then those little stretched out parts sometimes get infected, and that's what it is.
I never squeeze.
Oh, I try all the time.
Oh, no.
No squeezing.
No squeezing. You go when you have to go, and then you
But I always feel
flow.
Like I have to go. But
do you really?
Yeah, because I eat
wait a minute. You gotta let your body know, like, hey, I'm on the crapper. Let's
who's
make,
in charge
yeah,
here?
I'm gonna happen.
I don't go to
this
the crapper until I have a turtle head poking out. That's what I do.
Well,
I'd
so
be
many
shit myself.
Show
but
names
I
that
mean,
way.
Look, like yesterday, I was in the city and I had a hearty seafood dinner.
Okay,
I ate a
Ew.
Lot.
Where
a lot
where?
Of
well,
seafood
at Hardee's.
At Hardee's.
At Hardee's.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant an adjective.
And, you know, I was walking around, and I'm like, oh, man, I feel it. I need to take a dump.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I knew it was still like a half hour away from my apartment. But once I got there, I know I have to take a shit. My body's right. still in holding it, like it's holding it in
because
it's been holding it in for a while.
What's the problem?
Were you running to the toilet?
It took like 5 minutes of sitting there to let my body know, like, okay, now it's time.
That's so weird to me. I never go to the bathroom until... And then sometimes I do miscalculate.
No,
but
it's like I know I have to go to the bathroom, but it's just going to take a second.
See,
not just
that's not what it is with me. With me, I get to the bathroom and I start pooping, And like a little bit comes out, and then it pauses. But I know that there's more in there, and it's like, there's like a turd halfway in, halfway out, and it just stops. Oh, and then it's like, what am I going to do? Wipe my ass for 15 minutes to get this take care of or try to
How did we get on this like 5 minutes into the show?
Because this
like,
is what the show is.
Do you know what works really well that I found where it's just like
grabbing a few fingers and helps you get it out?
Noah.
If you're sitting, okay, so if you're sitting on the toilet and you put your feet up on the toilet seat, everything will just come out right away.
I don't know. I have too much meat on my legs, and there's no clearance. There's no room.
Okay. All you have to do is just put your heels on the
edge of
the toilet
seat. You know what I think is what I need? And I should start asking my wife to do this, to be like, treat me like a bottle of Heinz ketchup. And just like start banging me on the lower back until the turd finally pours out. That might work, right?
It has to turn you upside down as well.
No, that'll just send it right back inside. We don't want that.
It'll come out with red on it, though. That's not
that
good.
Happens
That's not what you want.
Once in a while, anyway.
Or you could just take the Heinz ketchup bottle, put it up your butt, and then it creates this like tube of space for shit to fall
It was
out
a
of.
Metaphor. Noah, come on. He's not going to jam a fucking Heinz. You want to see a man jam something in his asshole. That's all it is. I must have the most efficient GI tract in history because I just go, I poop, I'm done, I'm clear, and that's it.
Well, you don't eat as much garbage as I do.
But I used to, and even then it wasn't
I don't know. You're a lucky man.
I used to take more shits.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I poop, like I have poops where it's just like, I have to use the bathroom. Mm. I go, it comes out, and I'm done.
Yeah.
You know.
I have that
once
in a while.
I never squeeze. Never squeeze.
Yeah.
It
never
hurts
squeeze.
Too.
Darren never squeezed Delgado.
Yeah, that's me. That was my nickname in high school.
You just like sometimes when I have to squeeze and like it doesn't all come out at once, I have to like count. So it's like I'll push for like I'll count until five and push, and then I'll wait another five, and then I'll do it again, and that like helps things move.
So
maybe you could try that.
It's like you're practicing for birth.
Yeah, you're gonna have a baby eventually. Are you going to have a baby?
No. At some point.
She made this face like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's not for like years.
Oh, okay.
Well, I still have time.
Well, you're getting up there. I mean,
yeah, some time. But...
I still have at least 5 years before I have a child.
Oh, that's fair. I would say that's accurate.
I feel the same way.
About Noah or about yourself?
About Noah.
Oh, okay.
No, about myself.
So you had 5 good years.
No, I feel like it's like I'm at least 5 years from even thinking about having kids.
Oh,
not even necessarily.
How did
your
mom feel about that?
Terrible. She's like, what do you, like, because by this, like, when my mom was the age that I am now, I was already born.
Kids.
Yeah. They were already thinking about their second child. And
so
I'm like, I'm not
like,
even.
I'm not a slut like you, Mom. Jeez.
Oh.
Keep my legs closed.
See, that was not nice.
I'm just saying that's a comeback.
That's impolite.
That's a comeback.
Oh, okay. I'll store that.
Would she slap you in the face?
No.
What would she do? Because
I'd slap
that?
Her back.
Oh.
Keep her in her place.
Well, then she would slap you in the face and you would slap her back.
Oh. No, she wouldn't because she knows I would just slap her
Have
back.
You ever slapped your mom?
Like, not in the face, but I'd, like, push back when she. Like, after all, I'm just like, bitch, back off.
But you're gigantic.
Yeah.
You break
Domestic
your mom
violence.
Half.
Is that what it sounded like?
Hey, my mom had a plastic baseball bat she used on us kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a wiffle bat?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And let me tell you, you could really cause some pain with the wiffle
bat.
No
wonder Rob played softball like a girl. The only baseball bat in the house was used as a weapon and not as a, like, for baseball.
It's true.
Yeah,
he never had a chance.
He didn't join Little League because he was traumatized.
Oh,
man. Leave my past out of this, you guys. We're talking about the present here.
Oh, we're talking about the future, which is children.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. So deep.
Wait, we're not talking about poop anymore?
We went from taking poops to having kids.
Well, it's sort of
awesome
the same
thing. Segue.
It's sort of the same thing. You ever seen sea monkeys? You know, those are like little turds. They're
Aren't
people.
They sort of like little droplets of cum?
Are they?
At first.
Is that what... I mean, I guess they look like.
I thought sea monkeys were shrimps, like really tiny shrimps.
I don't know
like
exactly what they are, but they're like that, yeah.
Rob. But when you first pour them in the water, they look like a little cum.
Do they even still make those?
I don't know.
That's from when I was
I was
kid.
Never allowed to order those from the back of the magazine.
Yeah,
I did
same.
A few times, so
I
was very disappointing.
I never had.
I ordered them once, pour them in the fucking water. First of all, you get the package, and it looks like we just got buzzed by it.
Yeah, that's the second time that's happened.
Seaplane right outside the window, by the way.
Cool.
I'm sorry to lose my train of thought there, but... The package has, it's like a little bowl, and on the cover is like these little beautiful little
it's
people.
Like a kingdom.
Yeah, they have little crowns on, and they're smiling, and they're playing in the field. You get them, it's like fucking three blobs of shit that you plop into the fucking
Ew.
Water.
Yep.
It's the most disgusting thing. It's like,
so it's fish poop?
I don't know. I tore open the package. I poured them in the fucking fish bowl, a bowl of water, whatever. They sat there for like fucking 3 days, and it was just a clump of shit. And I just threw them out.
Are you sure you poured the sea monkey powder in there and not like the cornbread powder that you had in the cupboard next to it?
Yeah, no. You might be, it was a corn muffin mix or something. No, I don't know. That was the end of my sea monkey experience. They were little fucking little turds.
So disappointing.
Yeah. Chocolate croissant in the chat asks, is Sid going to have kids?
Eventually, sure. At least one.
You're actively planning on it, or you at just said it might happen?
No, we're going to at some point, but not yet.
What's holding you back?
We want to wait till we have a house.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Are you still going to do the live cast if you're a child?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Bring your child to the live cast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you think he'll make a good father, Sid?
I think Sid will make a great father.
Why? What does that mean?
I'm so lazy. I already see myself turning into my dad.
Your wife will
and my dad was like super lazy, never wanted to take me anywhere, didn't want to like watch TV. He just like didn't want to hang out. He'd just come home and like go to bed.
Maybe
he,
the child will change.
But you watch TV though, you'd watch TV with him.
I guess.
Probably
I'm just
watch
afraid
the
that I'm just gonna be like, yeah, fuck you. You don't want to play Little League.
Let's
just
watch Breaking Bad
at home.
Well, you'll remember how much you wanted to play Little League.
But I didn't really because I feel like the reason I am how I am now is because I grew up around people that never wanted to do anything.
Or maybe that's just genetic.
Now
though.
I'm just
maybe you were like them because you're from them.
We're really getting to know Sid.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling Sid is going to have a girl anyway.
No.
Well, it's good for you. Then
no,
it's not your responsibility anymore.
That's true.
You don't have to fucking do anything with the girl.
Yeah. No, then you'll have to go to her like ballet or like dance recitals.
But I won't have to like sew the dress for her. That'll be the wife's job.
Yeah.
She just gets to look at all the other girls.
Well, Amy likes to sew, right? Your wife likes to sew.
She's,
okay.
She's crafty.
No, she gets around.
I didn't want to say that. It's,
it's
just a lyric, though.
She hates the Beastie Boys, though.
Oh.
Well, she's not from New York, so
it's true.
It's probably why. Noah, where did you poop while you were on the Summer Slaughter tour? Was that an issue for you, or you found plenty of poop places?
Well, there was a bathroom on the bus, but you're not supposed to poop on it.
What?
Or in it. It's just for peeing. You can't even flush down toilet paper. But luckily, I pooped the morning that I left, and then I pooped in the Palladium in Massachusetts. It was like an empty bathroom, and I'm like, oh, this looks... This
was that the same
here.
Day, or...?
No, it was on Saturday.
When
so
did
it
you
the
leave?
Next day.
So, I got there on Friday, and I pooped in the morning, and then Saturday, like, evening time. I found
a long time between poops. Jeez.
No, why?
It's more than a day.
That's not.
It's more than 24 hours.
It's like 36 hours.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. As long as I poop once a day, I'm good.
Okay.
And then we came home Sunday night, so I just did it then. The problem for me is that, like, for me, pooping is like a whole big session. Like, I like to read stuff or, like, you know, go online. And,
like candles.
No, I don't like candles because then it like mixes with the scent of poop and it just
it just ruins candles for you.
You get poop scented candles.
Oh, I don't think they make those.
Poopery makes them.
Yeah.
I want to read some of these comments here. Robba chokeslam Mama Robba for taking away AOL privileges once. Let's see. Sid's kid would just come out complaining about how cold the hospital is.
Probably.
And David Drainman grew up with a keyboard and the caps lock was broken and wouldn't turn on. That's why.
Now we know why.
He's old. He was around before keyboards. He didn't have to grow up with a keyboard.
You don't know.
I know. Dad wasn't Steve Jobs.
So you said you went to Hardee's for the seafood.
Yeah.
I went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
Oh yeah, you were telling me you went to the premium Gordon Ramsay.
Well, actually, yeah. So he only has one restaurant in New York, and but it's like split into two. In other words, it's in this hotel somewhere in Manhattan, and you walk in, and there's the one place where all the people staying in the hotel can eat, and it's Gordon Ramsay runs it. But it's like it's okay, and then you go through a partition, and there's just a hidden restaurant.
The VIP restaurant.
Yeah, it's like first class.
The bourgeois restaurant.
What's the name of it?
Gordon Ramsay at the London is what it's called. The shitty one is called The Maze.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not a maze. It's sort of, you know, just a fucking room. But, oh, my God, was this a good... I mean, it's really worth, you know, it's more, it costs more, but it's like, it's really get what you pay for.
So what did you get? What did you
guys get? Please tell us about your meals.
It's prefix, like you get several things just for one price.
Yeah.
So I got like this duck breast with this amazing sauce. I don't even know what the hell it was, something French or whatever. And they bring you this little seafood things in a little glass that you scoop out with a, it had like foam and it had like... Oh, it was so good.
It was frothed, basically.
My girlfriend got this roasted lamb.
Oh, she got that order.
Yeah, it was it was just thing after thing. There was rabbit. I mean, there was so many
things. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Not too crazy about rabbit.
It was so good. Everything was so good.
It's just dark meat. It's like the dark meat of chicken, right?
It's a chicken-y. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, everything. And then the bread and the butter was like like eating like a king.
A little sea salt on the butter?
I don't know. It was salty. I don't know if it was sea salt. But, the thing is, I looked at the menu online before we went. And I was like, the portions look tiny. And it's going to be a lot of money for nothing. They were small, but they overload you with so much food.
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah, and the quality of it filled you up so much, even though it was like a little bit of food. Oh, it was amazing.
Do you have dessert?
They bring out like this dessert cart, and they give you these little candy. But they also gave us a dessert, too. I can't remember even now, at the time now what we ate.
Tell me about this dessert cart.
It's like little candies. They give you these little candies, but like they're real high class version of what your grandmother had in her house.
Oh.
And wrapped, you know.
Some restaurants bring out a tray of desserts, and you go, I want that one.
No. This is better than that. The guy comes out with, it's like a huge cart. It's like the size of him. And he wheels it out, and it's got like four tiers on it. And he takes a tray, and he goes, this is the dessert card. This is this. This is the lemon thing. This is this. And he takes a little tongs, and he gives you one of each thing. And he puts it on the plate.
Wow.
And you don't pick. You just take some of everything.
Heaven.
Yeah.
How much would you say this cost per person?
I know exactly how much it costs. $403 with tax and tip for two people.
Did you drink alcohol?
She had two glasses of wine. Actually, they mischarged us, and I felt like such a dick. They charged her for three glasses of wine, and I had to go over to them and say, listen, you charged me $14 extra for a glass of wine.
Yeah.
That's like half the tip.
Yeah.
Or like
I felt so bad. Like, I'm in a restaurant of this caliber arguing over $14
like a
yid. Well,
a restaurant
of that caliber
should get the bill right.
Yeah.
I agree. No, I did it. It didn't stop me from doing it.
Yeah, there's both sides to it, definitely. I understand what you're saying.
I felt a little cringe doing that, though.
You're definitely in the right for the Junus in this. If it was like $2, that'd be one thing.
Yeah,
but if it was $14,
yeah.
Well, they're getting enough of your money. They don't need to lie to get more.
They were. I'm sure it was just an oversight.
Yeah,
Campion 95 in the chat says, was it worth the money? Yes, it was worth the money. I wouldn't eat there every day, clearly.
Special occasions.
Yeah.
It was my girlfriend's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, so nice. Good. Just getting hungry now, thinking about that.
Yeah, let's go after the show.
Eat my little Velveeta macaroni and cheese and pretend it's Gordon Ramsay.
I am totally okay with spending a lot of money on good food.
Yeah, once
I'm
in a while.
The same way, yeah. I never feel guilty on like overspending on food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been to some events at the James Beard House. The James Beard House is basically, I think James Beard was like this prominent chef, and when he died,
there's an award.
Yeah, there's a James Beard Award when you're an excellent chef.
I thought that was just for having nice beards.
No.
There's a guy in the chat named Rob Injections Pedo Beard, so that's...
Wow.
Oh, pedophile?
Speak of the devil.
Sure.
Well, he'll get a Rob's Beard Award.
Or any pedophile that has a beard, that beard automatically becomes a pedo beard, so...
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm not a pedophile, though. That's not what I am.
Keep protesting.
Yeah.
I'm not. I had a pretty interesting week as well.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. I procured some marijuana for a certain metal musician with red hair who sings in a band that we... Strawberry blonde hair. Who, so that was exciting.
Wait, what?
I got some weed for Dave Mustaine.
Why? How? What?
He was in town and he needed some good weed.
And
I got him some black velvet marijuana.
Why was this your job?
Well, a mutual friend.
Does he not know how abusive you are to him on your website?
And I just want to say, I could have put arsenic in that weed. I could have killed Dave Mustaine.
And you didn't. What a prince you are.
I didn't because I wanted him to know that I can get great weed.
Yeah.
And I wanted him
to
enjoy.
He needs you, Rob.
Yeah, he needs me.
That's the satisfaction that Rob got out of all this.
We got a little audio clip of Dave Mustaine reacting to Rob's weed.
Oh, when he opened the jar.
It's me or my green
headache. No, it is your migraine headache, Dave. It's a nice indica.
Gave him some of that rat weed.
So wait, how was this connection made?
Well, I'm not going to say who, but a friend was going to dinner with him. And the night before...
Okay, let me ask you this.
I'm not going to go into detail on who the friend was.
The dinner with the friend, was the friend cooking the dinner?
No. No, the dinner was in Midtown.
Was the food in a
tortilla?
There
was no tacos. The night before, Dave Mustaine smoked up my friend on a strain of weed called God's Vagina, which he got in Vancouver. And then he ran out and he asked my friend if
How did he bring weed over the border?
I didn't understand it either. What's funny is I initially got a text from my friend saying, hey, would you be down to meet Dave Mustaine in the city right now to give him some of your crazy herb? And then, like, a minute later, like, oh, never mind. And, like, I saw that 5 minutes.
What a fucking tease.
And then I saw it 5 minutes later, and I was like, oh, my God, I would have gotten in a cab. Like, I would have taken the loss. He could have smoked it
for free. Just for the experience
of
the story.
Just to spark up Dave Mustaine.
I'd give anything for that chance.
But that didn't work out. And then, like, a day or two later, he was like, oh, I'm actually meeting him for dinner, and he's running out. And
were you allowed to go to dinner?
No.
So how was the exchange made?
Well, I gave it to my friend, and then my friend presented it to him.
Did you have to go like to the restaurant and then wait outside, and then your friend came out and was like,
no, it was
all right, Rob, get away. You can't even be on this phone. And he went back in.
Did you wear your disguise?
What's my disguise?
I don't know, that Rob mask.
The pedo beard. Did Dave Mustaine know where the weed came from, or did your friend, who's totally not in a superior position to your work,
who gave the weed to Dave Mustaine, said that when Dave looked at it, he was like very impressed. He like gave that nod of approval.
And then your friend just took credit for it. Probably.
I don't care. I'm fine with
Rob
that.
Rob still has the satisfaction.
It's just, I know.
And now everybody knows.
Yeah. Well, and now the world knows thanks to the live guy.
And now your
guy.
Friend knows that all he has to do is be like, hey, Rob, can I have some free weed for a famous person? You'll just
no, my friend paid for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In tamales?
In cold, hard cash.
All right.
I like
Casper. Wonder Kasperger. Who his friend is.
Countdown to inhalation.
You should have tweeted it, Dave, being like, "Hey, did you like that?
Did you like that herb?
Ooh.
Mm. Why didn't you do that?
How'd you?
I went nuts.
Can you tell us where the dinner was?
I don't even.
Was
know
it? Was it like a table over from where Darren was eating?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
Maybe it's Dave to thank
it's
me
the
for
DEA.
The week. 860. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. What's your name? Where are you from?
I am Jeff. I'm from Connecticut.
Hi, Jeff from Connecticut. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm calling you to thank Noah for saying that I was the highlight of her summer slaughter weekend.
Oh, yeah. I met Jeff in Massachusetts. He came to summer slaughter.
Yeah.
And he's a live cast. I thought you had to work on Sundays.
I am at work.
What do you do?
Oh, good.
I work retail selling tampon stuff at CVS.
Oh, you're doing leveling.
Nice. Leveling.
bringing
it's the worst
to the front.
The world to meet women. It's really bad.
Do they call that leveling where you work, where you bring the stuff forward to the front of the shelf?
To the edge of the shelf. What's that called in your line of work?
That's called
facing. Oh, there's many terms.
When Rob worked in that kind of job, they called it leveling.
I worked at a Rite Aid.
Yeah, Rite Aid you worked.
Oh, it was the worst.
Oh,
okay. I thought you worked at Top of the
Shelf. Yeah, the thing that's horrible about the job, though, is that like, just like, everybody's manager and training. And because it's really hard to pick people up. People have hormones and like you're not able to reproduce during that part.
So you're saying the only time a woman comes into your store is when she's on the rag. So it's hard to be like, hey.
Essentially, either that or she's in menopause, so it's really tough.
Oh, yeah, you don't want the ladies with the menopause.
Doesn't CVS sell candy corn? Don't they come in sometimes just to buy candy corn?
Hey, they don't always, not a fucking tampon.
It's really a seasonal candy, so it's...
All right, well, get your licensure that season. line up a list of phone numbers and then call them throughout the year.
You know what you should do?
You should
save all the coupons for like makeup, because makeup is always really expensive at CVS.
The coupons expire.
Well, you know, he works there, so he has access to the good coupons. So store them, and then when you see a girl looking at eyeliner or something, you could be like, hey, I have a coupon. Let's take a dollar off.
Of course, the Israeli girl says that coupons are the key to a girl's heart.
Yeah, it's true. Makeup is really expensive.
No, but actually Jew people, that's horrible. Jewish people are not as bad as the Indians. The Indians are absolutely awful with coupons.
I've heard this.
Really?
It's awful. They will deface your personality if you don't take one of their coupons.
Indians are brown Jews. I know this from my girlfriend's family.
Oh my God!
I thought Jews are brown Jews, but okay.
Well, it depends.
Like Israelis.
So Jews come in all colors. Indians are usually dark.
Jews only come in the color green. The real ones.
Cool.
I also met Rob once too, and I was like, so I'm sort of like on the live cast trading card list. I guess you get one for every.
You punch your card. Christmas. Once you've met every single host, you get a free sandwich.
Yes. And then, well, I don't know about Sid. Like, Sid, I hope if I meet you, I can, like, lock you into my car and just, like, sort of get you to listen to Trioscapes or something. That's sort of my goal.
Why do you hate Sid?
Yeah, I've heard that on the show here. I don't know what you would expect. Is that, like, your torture scenario, or you think it'll win me over?
For you guys, yes. Like, Trioscapes and Cynic. Is probably the best thing to go with, right?
I'd be down.
Cynic, I could live with Cynic. Trioscapes is just awful.
It's really sort of a musician's thing.
I'm not a musician.
Musicians and CVS employees. It's a very niche group.
It's like that Venn diagram of musicians who work.
As Phil Labonte said, that I guess Rob's not a musician, but he's a blogger. So I guess that's sort of like the step down for a musician.
Yeah, especially when it comes from Phil Labonte.
It's only a quarter step down from Phil Labonte.
Yeah, a respected musician like Phil Labonte. Wow.
That was a very good segue, by the way, because he's all over the news.
Thank you. Well, the news that we created.
Well, it was Jeff that made
that. That was supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, but...
Yeah.
Great segue,
hey, Rob,
Jeff.
Can I work for Metal Injection now? Does that qualify me for that?
Sure. By work, you mean put in effort and not get paid? Sure.
All right. That's basically what I plan on doing anyway post-college, so... Because
Rob gets paid without putting in effort, so he needs somebody who fills in the blanks there.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's where he sort of exploits the ad market and just raking in that Metal Sucks ripoff money.
All those ad dollars that I make, it's definitely...
Yeah, you even did All That Remains live read, too. So.
Yeah, well, that's what he was calling us out. Well, let's get into it from the beginning. We're going to put you on hold here and get to it from the top. Because this is out of context for some listeners here. We want to catch them up.
All right.
What happened was, earlier this week on Friday, Metal Insider, which is another website, similar initials, same initials, MI.
Yeah.
They wrote something, and
are you friends with this site?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are they based?
In New Jersey. They're based in the offices of the Syndicate. The Syndicate's metal website. Anyway, so they posted some tweet about some party that they were doing, and then Phil Labonte instigated with them, and they were like, "What are you talking about?" Oh, like, okay, wait. Here's what Phil Labonte said. I have it queued up here. He says. Does it come with free blowjobs from the Metal Insider staff, or just shitty comments while you rake in the ad dollars?
He said that for no reason.
Yeah, completely unprovoked. And then they respond like, hey, we never talk shit on you. We say you could say whatever you want. And then he responds, holy fuck, I'm so sorry. I got you confused with Metal Injection. My bad, guys. Wicked big fuck up on my part.
Wicked. That's what happens when you respond to every fucking thing ever written about you on the internet.
Yeah.
And you can't refrain from doing that.
And then I responded, Phil, we're honored that you confused us with Metal Insider while we rake in the ad dollars. Signed, the hypocrites. Uh-huh. And then...
How are you a hypocrite? Can you explain what he's talking
about?
He's
saying we're a hypocrite because we criticize him and then we took... like ads for his band.
As I said to Rob when he told me that, I'm like, doesn't that just mean that you have the balls to say what you believe regardless of money
of course,
and you're not whores?
Yeah.
You're not taking ad dollars to say, we love this guy. It's like,
yeah, it's not like we changed our position.
Is that what his label told him? Don't worry, we'll pay these websites and they'll be nice about you. That's the reason we're paying them.
No. And I would not want to drag their label into it because they're actually great people that work there, Razor and Tie.
Yeah. So you're sort of a whore.
Why?
In saying that.
Why? No, I have no problems with them at all.
Are there any labels that pay you that are assholes that you're willing to say on the air right now? Probably not.
All of the labels that buy ads with us are definitely not assholes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. So Filibonte was right. There you go. I take back everything I said on Twitter.
Why? Nothing against the labels. I'll call out some of the bands, but... Yeah. The labels don't care if you talk shit about the bands.
Publicists
are like, oh, great, you mentioned the band. And
the publicists
don't
like the bands either.
But said none of the labels go around calling anyone faggots.
Not on Twitter. Yeah.
Well, that was
fine. Who cares what they do?
But the thing is also with that is that happened like a year and a half ago.
What did?
Where he said that comment about calling the singer of Black Veil Brides a faggot.
He called you a faggot.
No, he didn't call me.
Yes, he did. He said if you defend something, if you defend this, you're a faggot too.
Oh, okay, yeah. He said that, like, getting offended about the use of the word faggot.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, he's just such an idiot. And then Chuck Blandington chimed in. That Remains has downgraded Metal Injection from faggot to hypocrite without even a pit stop at Homo.
Props to Darren on that one. Darren wrote that one.
Yeah.
And then Filibonte writes, you love me, I give you a job, but you're still not as funny as Metal Sucks. What's it like to rip off a bad blog?
Oh, so he took a shot at Metal Sucks, too. So
yeah.
He gets a bad blog.
Yeah.
What the hell?
First of all, we would still have a job. I would still have a job without Filibonte.
Does he know that, like, you and Metal Sucks are buds?
No. I don't think I think that was supposed to, like, be a knock. And the thing is also, we gave him just as much as publicity as he gives us ad revenue, as fans have chimed in saying, oh, I learned about All That Remains through Metal Injection.
Oh, of course. I never heard of fucking All That Remains until Metal Injection.
Well, a lot of people even, like, wrote, to be fair, I did, you know, start listening to your band because I read about on Metal Injection.
Do you feel bad about that, Rob? That you're exposing kids to terrible
music? No, they can like whatever they want.
Yeah, what are they?
We're all about covering the scene. Yeah,
but he's acting like they're fucking Black Sabbath. Like, oh, we don't fucking need you, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
They're actually playing a few blocks away in September. Should we all go over and do an interview?
Sure. Why not?
You're not going to do an interview in his bus like you did with...
with Frank. I would interview him face-to-face. I don't really care.
Are they friends, those two bands?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, he has guns, though, Rob.
Uh-oh.
Be careful.
Yeah. And then the thing is, a fan chimed in saying, bitch fight. And then Filibonte responds, no, fatty. Calling the fan a fatty.
How do you fucking know if he's fat or not?
Well, his avatar. The avatar.
Is he a fatty?
He's a little overweight.
Oh,
okay. I take it back. You are a fatty.
I did follow up on that particular tweet just to like read the drama. And that guy was is a fan of his. He's like, hey, I'm
he called one of his own fans a fatty. Because like the thing is, too, because of this, because I wrote about this on the site, because it was just so hilarious to me that he mistook us and then was instigating with us. All day, people were tweeting at both of us being like, wow, you're right. Phil is a total douchebag. And one of our fans even wrote that Phil Labonte is cheap Jew Russia, which that warmed
that
my heart. Warmed my heart.
Is this a little boy I carry?
I'll even give him a shout-out. It's Ryan Ewenchuk. I can't even pronounce his last name.
Didn't he play for the Winnipeg Jets?
Yes, that's
20
right.
Years ago?
He was their left wing.
But it was great.
In the chat, by the way, just claimed his.
Oh, wonderful! What's his alias?
Reclaimer.
Okay. These fans are. He responded to every tweet that
he's
anybody.
He's sitting at home, fucking.
Well, no, he's on the road.
David Rainman should take this as a lesson. Look how many more tweets you could send out if you don't have to caps lock everyone.
Funny enough, that guy Ryan, who was instigating with Phil, like basically the entire night. Calls out David Draymond, and then David Draymond responded to both of them.
In
caps lock, leave me out of this, bro. And then Ryan,
the fuck?
Ryan responded perfectly. Sorry, bro. And then David D. Rainman responds, no problem.
Angela, Samantha,
leave me out of this, bro.
Not for nothing. I mean, you know, I got nothing to do with this bitch fire away.
But it was a funny exchange to have just when there was nothing going on last Friday.
What an idiot. Well, but honestly,
you're a faggot. This one's a faggot. I shoot guns. You know, he's fucking a younger Ted Nugent.
Makes him look so bad, I feel. I feel like
Ted Nugent can play an instrument, though.
Even his label is embarrassed.
Well, read the one about the auto-tune. What was that?
Oh,
that was a good one.
That was a Sid one.
Well, with your help. Because I know nothing about this man. You mentioned that he sings with auto-tune, so I was like, all right. See if I can.
Yeah, he criticized you for not being a musician.
Goes, enjoy that Razor and Time money, you fucking leech. Write for a blog because I can't write music.
Hashtag.
And then Chuck Landing in response. In that case, you should start a blog too. Hashtag can't auto-tune your tech.
Sick burn.
Yeah. I was like when, what's her name, on X Factor got burned by the contestant. Remember that? Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy's like, you fucking sing with auto-tune. What the fuck are you criticizing me for? Same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he did not look good with that, but it was hilarious to me, and I feel like it just made him look bad. And even if it
Get an interview.
It made us look a little, like we did get some heat for it.
Last reply to Blandy, I thought was actually sort of funny, so I didn't even bother replying anymore. I was going to give him props, but Rob was like, just drop it then, instead of giving him
props. No problem.
Could you read his last one? Because it was actually it was the only clever thing he said in the whole...
Let's see. Hold on.
Exchange. I was like, all right, that's not bad. I'll let it die then.
And also because you're not him replying to everything ever written about
Also because I barely know who I'm arguing with. And like, it was, a Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon? I'm like, yeah.
Well, you know he's a dick, though.
But after a while, it's like, there's a Met game on. Let me just get back to life.
He says, you're a one-trick pony. And then you respond, read my blog to find out. And then he responds, no, that sounds punishingly uninteresting. And then Chuck responds, isn't that the name of your new album?
Oh, so good.
And then Philip responds, no, the new one's going to be called Mortgage Payments. It's all ballads, and we auto-tune the banjo on it.
Yeah, see, I thought that was all right. At least he was playing along with my insult instead of trying to fight
because
back.
Because he couldn't say anything wittier.
So I was willing to squash it at that point. A banjo reference gets me. And at least he acknowledges that his music is nothing but a mortgage payment.
I don't think. I think he was like mockingly.
He was being facetious.
Yeah, I'll take it on face value.
Sure, you got it.
So that was very exciting. And the emails that I got from people like, just want to say, I'm eating lunch at my desk reading this. This is hilarious.
Well, even Metal Sucks like tweeted, sits back and eating popcorn.
Oh, yeah. It was good internet fodder for the day.
Yeah. Didn't you say we got a song parody about that?
Oh,
song?
Yeah. A Reclaimer submitted a parody of The Calling. Let's see if this is
ready,
any good.
3, 2, 1.
I already regret doing this.
Dr. Grimmett cries, Kramer rants again! No one has fought our new album! Now with Twitter! My voice is straight or die! Metal Injection, feel my wrath! And I hear him call me out on my bullshit dream. Then they heard me call them back!
No,
I call it how I see it. Black vampires are no good fucking thing. Words match my sequence. Build a lot of day. Never forget that I ain't fine. And I heard them coming.
Not enough auto.
Me out on my bullshit remark. Then they heard me call them out on their bullshit remark. Then they heard.
Oh.
I fall victim to the prejudice that's inside of me. So I am fearful of backlash I am made. I know it's been tested. The world must hear my song. And I think black male brides are no good thing.
Song is brutal.
And I heard them call me out on my bullshit freedom.
Is that you doing that today?
No,
no, that's the song.
I haven't had it anymore.
And they heard me call them.
Best since Dire Straits.
Whoa. Too far. Too far.
Very good.
So
nice. I like
was it. Was that like an All Shall Perish song? No.
No, it was All That Remains.
All That Remains,
yeah,
sorry. Same
thing. Yeah, The Calling is the song.
I feel like that almost the song is not good enough to be parodied. That sort of brings it down a little. But then that
very
just shines a light on how shitty that band is.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Wait, so who did the song? What's the name of the person?
Ruin, what is it? Reclaimer.
Call in. You're like the superstar of this story. Call in and take credit.
Yeah, did he create like a karaoke track? Was he playing?
Yeah, where did you get the...
Yeah, we need a behind the scenes.
Yeah. Call up and explain yourself.
What's the number?
Reveal yourself. 646-929-1357. This is the original song.
No, must we?
No.
Trash.
So that was the Filibante thing. That was silly.
Well, if you went and scrolled to the tweet that he wrote before starting all this shit, he wrote, "I'm bored."
Yeah.
So he was just like trying to amuse
himself.
It's
just, this is what happens when a musician, it's like they only work 40 minutes out of the day.
Also, this is what happens when reading a book is not an option for you. I can't read more than 140 characters at a time.
Yeah.
So let me go on Twitter instead.
Yeah.
I can't. I am not going to bring a book on tour. That's all. Just read a fucking book instead. How about that?
Would you recommend a book for him?
I was just going to ask that.
I'm reading the new Chuck Klosterman book right now. It's pretty good. I Wear the Black Hat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Evil and the existence of evil or not. Interesting. He puts his little pop culture slant on it.
That guy's such a nerd.
Yeah. He's a really good writer, though. Yeah. He brings up very interesting topics. And he doesn't always have an answer, but he just brings up very interesting discussions.
You're all about discussions.
Yeah, I like to just throw things out there and then see what comes of it.
Since a conduit for controversial things doesn't necessarily believe them.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about it and see where it goes.
And
he does that a lot. I mean, he's not as sophomoric and out there with it as I am. He's way more collegial and intelligent, but
it's a place for everything.
I feel we're cut from the same cloth. It's just I'm like at the freight end at the bottom, and he's in the middle where the fabric is the strongest.
You're also better looking.
Let's see a picture.
His whole face is covered in beard, pedo beard, first of all. But he has a very like Midwestern like little boy look.
Oh, yeah.
If you take away the beard. He's also probably like two blocks away from us as we say this.
I just know the name. I've never seen a picture. Oh, yeah. Looks like a Williamsburg guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and what else? What did I read before that? I read the Bill Maher book, which was very good.
What was his book?
Attempting Normal. Just essays.
I'm reading a book about Howard Cosell's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Really good.
That's got to be pretty. Is it new?
Yeah, it's fairly new. Like,
interesting.
Based on interviews from people and stuff.
It's like an oral history?
Yeah, somewhere. For the sports deficient out there, who is Howard Cosell?
It's an old broadcaster, you know, that was sort of a pioneer in
It's like a precursor to ESPN, like being controversial.
Very opinionated.
Yeah, opinionated. While doing a game, he would inject his opinion and call people out and, you know, sometimes just blatantly call them names and stuff.
For the entirety of his career, he was the most famous sports broadcaster in the world.
Oh, he also was real good friends with Muhammad Ali, and he got defended Ali when Ali was getting shit on by, like, the government and the media and everything, like, defended Muhammad.
He did Monday Night Football from its inception.
Yep.
To, like, what, like, late 80s?
Late 80s. Like, I mean, maybe even early 90s. I'm not sure, but...
He was the one that broke the news of John Lennon's death.
Yep. On during Monday Night Football. He also did Monday Night Baseball.
Yeah.
But that's less known for that.
Yeah. Very outspoken individual.
Mm-hmm. There was a Monday Night Baseball?
I don't even remember. That's even a little bit before my...
On ABC also.
Field of memory.
Al Michaels.
Speaking of sports, if you want to do the Livecast Fantasy Football League, I'm starting that up again. Either tweet your email address to Bland Injection or post it in the comments to this episode, and I will send you an invite.
Have you sent Shangletown his
award? Oh, Rob?
Yeah, we did.
His shirt is finally in the mail.
We sent him a youth large.
Something to shoot for.
There was one youth large left in stock.
Maybe spend a little less time on fantasy football, a little more time working out. You fit into that shirt.
Youth large is like what I buy if it's available.
Yeah, that's
it's like a small.
I told Rob either send him something way too small or way too big because there's a funny insult to be paired with either. And Rob said, we don't have that many extra larges left, so I'll send
And people buy them, whereas like the youth large has been sitting there for years. Okay, we got a call. 604?
Hey, it's Reclaimer.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
Wonderful. How are you? This is a big weekend for you. You get your parody played on the live cast. You get acknowledged by Phil Abante and David G. Rainman. What's it like being you?
Oh, you know. I can die happy now, right?
I don't know. Can you?
Not yet.
No, not yet. There's more work to be done.
Were you surprised at how, like, Phil Labonte would just not let it go and would just respond
well,
to everything. Go ahead.
Well, the funny thing, not really funny, but my aunt had passed away that morning. So I was kind of like upset about everything. And then I read him starting to make fun of Metal Injection. I'm like, not on my fucking watch.
Yeah.
So I just went off on him.
What did your aunt pass away from?
Cancer.
Oh.
I'm smoking a cigarette right now.
Was it lung cancer?
No, it was jaw cancer.
Oh my God!
Did she chew the tobacco, or what just happened?
No, she didn't chew. She just smoked, but she hadn't smoked in like many years. But it just kind of crept on her. But who cares about that? Let's talk about Phil Labonte.
Do we wish jowl cancer on Phil Labonte? Should we do that?
He wouldn't
be able to sing.
That's a good point.
No, he wouldn't have a sting, but he'd probably install an autotune box into his mouth.
But then they could just kick him out of the band and have like a computer do the vocals. They wouldn't need him.
I don't think they would do that.
This is Philip. Why are you people such faggots?
They would.
Chuck Lannington.
Perform surgery to remove like the lower half of his face with the tumor, and then you could be like, "Here's all that remains of his face."
Oh,
so it works perfect. Awesome. The name would actually mean something.
I always knew the band name would mean something one day.
The prophecy is fulfilled.
He would just look like some guy out of G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
like half his face missing.
Well, isn't he a former Marine? He probably aspires to that.
Oh, probably.
According to his Wikipedia.
Now let's get him.
After this whole exchange, I'm like, let me actually find out who this person is. So I went on his Wikipedia page and said he was in the Marines.
He's a former Marine.
No way.
It said on his Wikipedia
page. He's like 4'9".
It said he was in the Marines. That's probably why he's such a gun nut.
He probably did basic training and that's it.
I used to work at Marine World.
That's what it was.
Toilets.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm a big fan of the wrestling Marine series with John Cena and those guys.
Oh,
and the
God.
Miz. I glanced quickly at his Wikipedia, and I thought it said, Phil Labonte is the vocalist of a mediocre metalcore band, but it says melodic. Someone changed
melodic
that. Mediocre.
Right
the same.
Yeah, it can go really go either way. Fuck that guy.
And with my
I
look like such a faggot.
Easier to suck dicks.
Yes, a big open space. They could jam like four dicks right in there.
It's great they even got David Draymond in there. Oh, no.
I don't know what I was doing. I just kind of went for it, and it worked out just fine.
David Drain Man, please stay out of my Twitter beefs, you faggot. It's hard to talk to this cancer kazoo.
I wonder. No, I should get in next time.
Oh, he was in the Marines for 9 months.
Wow, well, that's 9 more months than I was in the Marines.
What did he do to get kicked out?
He blogged. That's why he's so anti-blog now.
No, he probably worked in the kitchen.
He called his commanding officer a fag.
Aw.
I will not mop this deck, you faggot.
He called him a fag as he was being fucked by his commander.
Yeah, keep fucking it, you fag.
He quit when they repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
He couldn't take it. No, this was in 94.
Oh. And he quit when Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Oh, my God. You know what makes this even sadder? He's 38 years old. He's having Twitter fights.
Yeah. He's a 38-year-old man?
I'm guessing Rain Man is even older than that, and he has Twitter fights. So what's your point?
It's true. And David Draymond, like, he'll post, like, memes and stuff about, like, inspirational memes, you know, like, don't let someone with an insult is someone just trying to keep you down, or some bullshit like that.
No? That doesn't surprise me.
David D. Rayman is 40. He's from Brooklyn, New York.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Which part of Brooklyn?
Yeah, you name this. That can't
see.
Be.
Faggotville.
He's from inside the apartment. No!
This is a pretty big apartment.
I like that. It doesn't say what part of Brooklyn, but it says Draymond formed his first band when he was going to Valley Torah High School in Los Angeles.
He went to a yeshiva?
Tweet at him and ask where in Brooklyn he's from.
We will get an answer by the end of the show.
Sure.
Somebody. How about everyone listening tweet at Rain Man at the same time?
Everyone. Ask him where he's from.
Where in Brooklyn are you from at the same time? Everyone.
Oh, he'll be so popular. He won't know what to do with himself.
He'll respond to every tweet because that's what he does.
There's not enough caps lock in the world.
Well, tweeted about the whole caps lock thing. And, you know, now that he went to, like, yeshiva, it kind of all makes sense because in Hebrew, the standard is you write in capital letters. Like, there's capital and script. Maybe he's, like, intertwining the two cultures.
We should tweet some negative comments to him in Hebrew. Can you do that? Can you tweet in Hebrew?
Yeah.
Rob, tweet some shit out of him.
I don't know Hebrew.
Will you stop making these Twitter beefs? Be a mensch, will you? Come on.
How do you say stop making
Where's your moral barometer?
I had a bar mitzvah too, David Drain Man. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu.
Oh, can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Okay, so you know how you had the Tom Araya Scream website, right?
Yeah, it still exists.
During this whole thing that was going on Twitter, I came up with an idea. We should do asklabonte.com, and what you do is you put in a question, and it just responds with fag.
That would be too, like, hateful.
Yeah.
And that'll just bring Ross to his level.
Well, what if he put a picture of him in the background with just the pride flag? Then it wouldn't be hateful.
That would be about love.
Yeah, that would be a better idea.
Well, he says he has nothing against gay people. He just says that, like, people shouldn't
like
be...
the faggot.
People shouldn't be offended by using the use of the word faggot.
He's white trash. That's one of his key words. He can't give that up.
Yeah, he can't come up with any other clever insult for somebody.
It's like, you can't go to the South and rip down all the Confederate flags off of everybody's bedroom wall.
Plus, I like those. They agree with me on the issue of faggots.
Exactly.
What's your favorite
Faggots magazine, by the way?
Probably the annual baking issue.
Yes, with the cooking tips.
Where the different anti-gay people have their baking.
So you're saying Faggots recipes. Magazine is an anti-gay magazine?
Yeah. Well, what would a gay person call it?
Well, there's that
faggot?
Magazine run by Jews called Heeb.
Is that true?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them? What are they doing?
It's like a hipstery.
Get it together.
Come magazine. On.
I like the spring issue of Faggots with all the tulips on the front.
Oh, I like the one with the Bruce Valanche centerfold. It's up in my bathroom.
No, you don't.
No one does.
Make that happen, someone.
You don't want Bruce Valanche anywhere near your bathroom. Yeah. I speak from personal experience. I don't know. I've never met Bruce Valanche.
He's your janitor. He works at Sirius. He's the janitor at Sirius.
Hello.
I met Jason Newsted at Sirius.
Oh yeah, saw that picture. He was applying for a job.
He was applying. No, he has
you
a job.
Do free tamales.
He just hangs out in the lobby hoping Metallica will show up.
Take a number, Dave.
Stay out here already.
What did I do? Why did I quit? Jesus Christ. No, he was very nice. Let's take a music break, and I'll tell the story when we come back.
I thought you just did tell the story.
No, there's a bit of a story. I have a bit of a story. Thanks for calling, Reclaimer. Thanks for the parody.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
All right.
hope
you feel better.
You faggot.
Oh. All right, we have a music break, and a lot of the songs were picked by Noah. Noah gets her say.
Good.
Tonight on the live cast.
I believe it's pronounced hearsay.
Hearsay.
By the way, everyone send in donations to get Phil Labonte's jaw fixed.
From the
horrible, horrible jaw cancer that he has. From Sid. Sid always, when Sid's a cancer survivor, he can grant
I'll
cancer
jerk off on his chin.
Onto anybody.
I'll jerk off on his chin.
You're so kind. Sid, you're very kind to people. All right, here
I did always say if I had a superpower, it would be to shoot AIDS out of my eyes.
But not have AIDS yourself.
Yeah, just right. And not that they'd like know right away that they had AIDS, just I'd shoot them and I'd know like down the line they'd get a blood test at some point.
Right.
And bam.
And you'd be miles away. Oh, yeah. They would never connect it to you.
Yeah. Just shoot AIDS, bam. That'd be so satisfying.
For not you. Even HIV, not the HIV.
No, full blown. I don't want it treatable. I want to make sure the person dies from it.
They say that they have a pill now that you can prevent AIDS. You can take this pill. Fuck a person with AIDS or HIV and not get infected.
It's a vaccine to suppress HIV.
Yeah, so then basically. I need to come up with a... Maybe I'll just shoot gel cancer.
Yeah.
Never considered gel cancer.
Where's Phil Labonte? Where's he at?
He's on tour right now.
It's the only reason I'd ever go to an All That Remains show.
They're playing Williamsburg in a few weeks. I don't know if it's on a Sunday.
Who?
All That Remains.
Oh, my gosh. Can we send you down there?
No,
I know.
No, the gel cancer out of his eyes thing is just a bit. He can't really
don't have that power yet. We'll see, you know, time in a month, maybe.
Yeah, work on it. Work on your telepathy.
Rob's the one sitting in front of me right now.
Oh, no!
Get my practice in.
All right, here's a Noah pick right here. This is Winter Sun with Winter Madness.
Good, focus out the window.
Come on.
This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, you can't spell AIDS without SID, and if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. Well,
Sometimes I spend the music break just soaking in the tub with some candles lit. It takes me back to the good old days when Darren and I used to have sleepovers and wash each other's hair. Here's another love song on the Metal Injection live cast. Now that the music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
Vaseline and Broomsticks was my favorite Disney movie as a child.
Well, who started it?
Angela Lansbury.
Really? That's a real
No, there
movie?
Was Bedknobs and Broomsticks, I think, and she was
which
in
is
that.
An Eastwick or something?
No, what? That's with Jack Nicholson and... Cher, Susan Sarandon, and who's the
okay,
third?
The
Bette Midler, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
Was it Goldie
yes.
Hawn? Okay.
Not Bette Midler, no.
She was in Hocus Pocus,
yeah.
Which was the other, with her and Sarah Jessica Parker.
You like that
I
movie?
Love
I
Hocus
love
Pocus.
That movie. I have a I've
never seen that movie, but I know
it. Anyone in our audience who's never seen Hocus Pocus, see it. It's one of the best children's movies ever made.
Was it a children's movie?
It's more or less. It's directed at children, but it's got some adult
humor.
It's
the only movie where I think that, what's her name,
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker is actually pretty.
Do you think?
Interesting.
As a witch,
I don't think
she's a pretty witch.
Yeah, you know.
State and Maine. She's very good in that. As she plays a dumb actress.
Yeah, a reach for her.
Oh!
It's a great movie, by the way.
Let's talk about the music.
David Mamet.
Really quick, two picks from Noah. Winter Sun with Winter Madness. Then a long, long leprous track called The Valley.
I picked that one on purpose to torture everyone. But when I met Jeff at the Palladium, he said that he actually liked my taste in music, so I promised that I would throw in some songs for him.
That picture you posted of the two of you, he's got a very firm grip on your shoulder. He was definitely getting
as much
Noah meat as he could possibly
get.
Good for him. He was really nice, and Jake was with me, too. So
did Jake take the photograph?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And I'm the one who asked for it. I was like, Jeff, let's take a picture so I can stun Rob.
So hey, bro, take this picture of me squeezing your girlfriend.
Was there any...
It wasn't like
balls.
That.
Was there any Eiffel Tower that happened?
Not like that, Darren.
With Ben Weinman, not with...
balls. And then we wrapped up the music break with Enabler.
Which is a Rob pick.
Playing Fuck Today.
Frank Instagrammed a photo of them yesterday.
Yeah.
And from the way the photo was taken, it seemed like he was the only one at the show. Probably. Like he was standing right in front of the stage and it just seemed like they were practicing and he happened to be there.
That might have been the case.
Were
you there,
was
Rob?
I wasn't there. It was at
you
the Acheron.
At Hardee's?
At Hardee's, yes. I was stuffing my
Where
face
was
with
it?
Seafood. The Acheron. Which
is that
is like
how
a,
that's pronounced?
Yeah.
I thought it was Acheron.
No.
I thought it was Acheron.
Acheron.
Greek.
Huh.
The Acheron is basically someone's like kitchen slash... Oh, no, that's the that's Nassau Stadium.
Yeah.
Where it's like a small stadium.
No, Shea Stadium.
Shea Stadium.
There's a bar in Bushwick called Shea Stadium,
it's not,
which
it's,
is a venue.
It's like someone's house. It's like a kitchen dining area. They play shows there.
It's the intentionally bad SEO.
Yeah.
Being Shea Stadium.
As we were discussing right before we came on air with Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and they're intentionally bad SEO right now.
Yeah.
Where they just rename the show every season. So if you have like your DVR season pass set, you will not get the new episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
What, I'm not aware
it's
of
it's premiering tonight, I think, at midnight or 12:30 on Cartoon Network, and it's not listed as Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It's listed, I believe, as Aqua TV Show. And last year it was like Aqua Teen something something.
Mm-hmm. Literally something something.
Yeah. So they don't want people watching their show.
Okay.
And it's not like a really advert. I mean, I don't watch Cartoon Network much other than the few shows that I watch, like, and I fast forward the commercials. So I don't know how heavily they're promoting new Aqua Teen, but I haven't seen it anywhere, really.
I think it's like, you know, there's like a Adult Swim billboard here in Williamsburg that they paint every... I think it's the...
Is it Aqua Teen right now?
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, people here are too cool to have cable.
Yeah. No, that's true. We have a international caller, it seems. Hello, somebody? 614, maybe?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Hey, my name's Matt from Australia.
Hello, Matt from Australia.
Yeah, I called about bangs.
Yeah, we remember you called about Bangs, the international hip-hop superstar that we discovered a few weeks ago here on the Metal Injection Live.
We discovered him a lot more than a few weeks ago.
Well, I'm being nice. So what's up, Matt? To myself.
Yeah, I got back from touring.
She hung out.
Something like that.
She hung out in a bunk.
I was tagging along.
And you're being in a long distance relationship with that dude in that band.
We're just in a long distance relationship when he's away on tour, so I guess so.
Yeah, he's here quite frequently.
Okay.
Actually, off air, she was saying that he's here too often. If you
no, I never said that.
Right, guys?
She's like, personal space.
Absolutely not. I hate when Jake is away.
It's true.
He's my companion.
I just want to know when you guys keep in touch as far as calling each other and all that, because I'm currently in a long distance relationship myself, and you know, I just want to know if you have any advice for myself or anything like that.
Is one of you in Perth and one of you in Melbourne, or like how long of a
distance? No, I'm in Sydney and she's in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Okay.
New
well,
Jersey.
Australia. She came out here. No, she came out here last year. Just for like a working holiday, and we met.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just recently gone back about maybe 2 weeks ago.
So how long were you actually together in person?
Almost a year.
Oh wow.
Oh okay.
And yeah. She's gone back to New Jersey like for good, or is she coming back?
Well, she's gone back to New Jersey, but she goes to school in Miami. She's gone back there for like just to finish uni and then try, you know, move out here.
Interesting.
Oh. Well, it seems like you guys have a strong connection where it's like worth the effort. And as far as how we keep in touch, when he's on tour in the States, it's pretty easy because we text and we talk on the phone. Like, we have a rule where it's like, if he can call me during the day, like, we have to set aside like 1 hour where we talk on the phone.
1 hour?
Jeez.
How much of it is not phone sex?
We don't have phone sex.
And you fill an hour anyway?
We can, like...
You just throw Simpsons quotes back and forth?
Sid, we've talked for, like, 4 hours on the phone. Like, we...
Well, yeah, but that's, like, at the beginning of a relationship.
No,
after a while,
it's
just, like...
It wasn't in the beginning. It was, like,
wow.
We've been together for, like, a year already.
That's
and
impressive.
I know, like, we still have stuff to talk about, so... So that makes it easy. And then if he's on tour in Europe or when he was in Australia, he like hardly had any internet. So what we do is we just email each other, like we'll just like just tell each other about our day, or he'll send me pictures from like when
snail
he walks
mail?
Around.
You ever snail mail?
He has
a couple of pubes in the envelope.
No, he has an app.
Why not?
He has a postcard app that basically he created postcards for me when he was in Europe. And he sent them to me, but, like, the company is here in the States, so they just sent it from there.
I don't like that.
Oh, do you know what the app's called?
He actually touched also?
Oh, cares about that.
Well, by the time he sends it from Europe, it's like...
Yes,
that's why you
it.
Throw pubes. Like, the app isn't going to throw one of Jake's pubes in the envelope.
All right. I have enough
There's
of
There's no
Jake's
envelope
pubes.
With a postcard.
I have enough of Jake's pubes in the apartment. It's fine.
And your teeth.
Where do you keep
those
teeth?
Since Rob's
pedo beard hairs?
Wait, what did you ask?
How the postcard.
The pubes get mixed up with Rob's pedo beard.
How would you know? Same shade of a hair color, Jake and I.
I know the coarseness of his pubes. It's fine. it's not your hair.
Yes.
But do you know the coarseness of my pubes?
Why would your pubes fall out of your pants? Okay.
We need to have a pube taste test. When Jake gets back, we each pluck one, and you have to pick them out of a lineup. Who's his who's?
I'll only taste
How awesome would that be? We should totally do that. That would be the best video.
I'm not putting Rob's pubes in my mouth.
This one
tastes like ribs and weed.
Though the only thing is, we need a third party who knew... whose pube was what, because if we just each plucked and then threw them on a thing, we'd instantly forget. Like, I wouldn't necessarily remember which one was mine.
Well,
we need a third party to,
Rob,
like...
you live with Rob, so you know what his pubes are like. We could use you.
Dark pubes are dark pubes, I don't know.
Curly.
Yeah, exactly.
So yours are curly.
Mine are a bit curly. Much like the hair on my head.
Okay.
Very Jack Benny of you. Oh, that is some stinky weed.
This pube tastes like an XFX and a Fractal MFC foot controller.
Wow, good job.
That must be Rob.
Look at you, gearhead.
Where did you get? Did you like
Googled it? Of course.
I'm like looking around the room. Is there a box?
No. I was looking in the chat. I was like, is someone in the chat saying
that?
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that was very specific.
Yeah.
You the brand, the model.
Yeah. Come from.
You had to call it out, Sid. Come on. I want to look like a genius.
And Fractal is like a real gearhead brand.
Are you flushing a toilet, man? Yeah, what's going on?
No, I'm just making a coffee.
Okay.
Just putting water in the kettle and then boiling the kettle.
Oh, yeah, because it's morning over there, right?
Getting ready to
that
get
is true.
Cool.
That is most definitely true.
Since you're from Australia, have you ever heard of the band 12 Foot Ninja?
I know I've seen them.
Them.
I think they're opening up for someone. I can't remember them though. That's kind of how I feel about them.
Have you ever heard of Rose Tattoo?
Yes, I have, and they are amazing.
Damn
Angry
right.
Anderson is amazing.
What about the Saints?
No, the Saints. Don't know them too well though.
Very good. Late 70s, early 80s Australian punk band.
Yeah.
Satu is like a raunchier.
There's a lot of like good Aussie rock that came out around about that late 70s, early 80s type.
I played Roast
kind of era. Pretty much. I mean, another question I got too. I mean, I'm going over to America in about November, December, and I'm obviously going to be hitting up New York. Where would you recommend, not only in New York, but also in sort of in America as well, where would you get the best chicken wings at?
Oh. I like the Blue Ribbon chicken wings right here at Brooklyn Bowl.
I'm not really much of a wings guy.
There's a place in Park Slope called Bonnie's.
Oh, Bonnie's Grill is good.
That has fantastic chicken wings.
Virgil's,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places in New York for good chicken wings. You could just...
There's an app called Yelp.
Yeah, Yelp, sort by rating.
Well, they want
Yelp, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, but yeah, definitely those few that we called out. That's
Roll and Roaster.
No, Roll and Roaster
chicken wings. They're fine with a little garlic sauce.
Fantastic wings.
Yeah.
You know what I've never had.
I'm not a chicken wing fan, but theirs I like. Because it's not buffalo sauce.
Yeah. And it's not freeze-dried or anything. No. Like, they actually get the wings and bread them and all that crap.
It's very tasty.
Darren, do you remember a long time ago you were in that baseball team and you guys had an event and you brought these chicken wings from, like, a Jewish place on King's Highway?
Yep.
The one piece that I picked up to eat, like, I turned it around and it had a bunch of feathers on it.
Oh! Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
Feathers?
Well, let me tell you
something. And it was breaded and everything and, like, fried.
Let me tell you something about that fucking event that was a nightmare. Is that we got it catered and half of my team was fucking Yids, like Orthodox Jewish kids. Like 20 years old, 21, and they couldn't eat what I got.
Where did you get these feathered wings from?
They recommended me something.
Why didn't you just
You or something? Oh. No. Edelman's is no good for them. They're serious. Yeah. They're all like, you know, that's a trafe. You know, I can't eat that. So he said, listen, we got like seven of us, plus I'm bringing my girlfriend. You know, you got to get food for us. So here's a place. So I ordered from that fucking place, and I guess they didn't pluck the feathers out of the fucking chicken.
No. Should've just gotten a couple cases of matzo and be like, here's food for you.
That's what I should have done. Or how about they just fucking eat food like normal people? Yeah.
Jerusalem pizza. Could have just ordered that.
Yeah, just get him a pie or two of Jerusalem pizza. We have Matt, I think Matt has a question for you.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I mean, if you said they couldn't eat like anything from, like, there was trafe or whatever it is, why don't you just get J2 pizza to do the whole thing?
Oh, there you go.
that's what I should have done.
Come on, Darren.
Didn't occur to me.
And final question. Also, speaking of pizza, best place to get pizza in New York?
L&B Spumoni Garden.
Yes.
Oh, yes, L&B.
Without question, you got to go to South Brooklyn.
Don't go to Grimaldi's. I hate that.
If you go to Grimaldi's.
Don't go to Grimaldi's.
Yeah, it's
you'll have a bad experience.
That's
go to
not
L&B.
Fake Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, it's not fake. It's a different type
of
pizza.
It's in fake Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So it's fake Brooklyn.
Although it's been there forever.
I vouch for L&B Spumoni Garden. That's the best. Even just a regular slice of pizza with no trimmings or anything is fantastic.
Yeah.
You go there, you get two square slices, and you get some Spumoni for dessert.
You have to get the Spumoni as well.
Spumoni.
It's like gelato, but more crack-like.
Where's this? What's this place again?
L&B. L&B. Spumoni.
Yep.
S-P-U, Moni.
It's on Avenue X and Stillwell, right?
It's like off. It's 86.
Oh,
Stillwell.
Sorry, 86.
Off Stillwell. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you another option, and this is like a hole in the wall. This is not like a real accredited pizza store or anything. It's called Pizza DeMore.
Where's that?
It's in Caesars Bay.
Oh.
And it's wonderful. Just you. Walk
I feel
in,
like any basically any pizzeria in Brooklyn is adequate.
No, 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 no. I'm telling you, Rob, if you go there, you'd be a believer. This is like
better
high
than J&R?
Yes,
J&R.
Way better than J&R.
J&R is good.
High-end pizza, wonderful pizza.
Okay.
I really love the pizza place down the block from where me and Sid used to live.
That was a good place, too.
I don't remember.
Oh, I do remember that.
I don't remember the name. I think it was also like letters.
Yeah.
They had some great dishes there, man. They had like stuffed shells and wonderful things there.
And the best part was like your pizza would be loaded with stuff and it would be like $3.
Yeah.
It's, like Rob said, walk around Bensonhurst. You'll be hitting the face by like seven pizzerias every
day. Yeah.
You also have to go to Leone's and get Heroes from there.
Best hoagies ever.
Since you live closest to Leone's, do you think one Sunday you can go there early and pick up some Heroes for us?
You know,
maybe.
Bensonhurst is really like the last, one of the last places that's not overrun by gentrification.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to New York and you want to see what Brooklyn was like 30 years ago, go to Bensonhurst.
Or Midwood.
Midwood. Don't yeah, but Midwood's boring.
Yeah,
it's boring.
Yeah.
Bensonhurst has things in it, you know.
Yeah.
Bay Ridge.
Go to Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge, and walk around, like, set aside a
day. Why don't we just
day.
Give him a tour? Why don't we, like, give him a food tour? Like,
sure.
Whatever?
I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely buy you a coffee or anything like that if he troubles.
You could film it for Metal Injection.
Who could?
You.
Me.
Retroactively
wanna,
say that he won a contest.
I want to be eating.
Yeah, no, but you...
But
how about
I film and eat?
We'll get you a little tripod.
Oh, he won't have anything, yeah.
We'll get you a tripod and it's close.
Oh, I'll get one of those... The cameras you just attached to your forehead.
Can we have him as a guest on the live cast?
Matt?
Sure. Yeah. Australian. Come on.
I don't know. You're not supposed to trust those Australians.
I want to read a comment here. Super Nintendo. Just don't go to New York and order Domino's. That's like going to Japan and eating cup noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll never do that. Domino's is terrible.
I refuse Domino's.
I've ordered Domino's a few times when like I'm really hungry and it's 3 a.m. and I don't want to go to the store.
My whole thing with Domino's, I like their thin crust. But I don't view it as pizza.
It's good.
It's
like
not
nice
what I want. When I want pizza, I get actual like New York pizza. But that's like a whole separate.
If you want a matzo pizza, that's when you get the thin
crust.
Yeah,
it's like a whole separate, and I get it like once every other year.
And also, the wings from Domino's are really good.
Yeah, actually, they do have good. They have good chicken.
Wings are fantastic.
Yeah,
the pizza, the regular.
I remember getting like
awful, like cardboard.
Yeah.
I haven't tried their new formula yet, but I can assume it's awful.
Yeah, it's probably the same old formula.
Just more bleach.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, maybe I do want to try.
They pour the sea monkey powder in there.
But, Rob, they do froth it. I don't know.
Oh, well, then I'm in.
Froth that pizza.
Froth pepperoni.
Froth anchovies.
Oh, dear.
All right, Matt, we have another call. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I've got to go. Anyway, you guys have...
Yeah, tough.
He was so sweet.
I pressed it before he started talking. I pressed it before he started talking.
All right, we have another call, 507. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this, and where are you from?
I'm David from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hello, David from St. Paul, Minnesota. What's your zip code?
What?
No, I don't care. So what's up?
Well, you know, there's a new era of balding men out there, right?
Wait, what? How did you get a New York accent all of a sudden? What's going on here? A new era of balding men?
What?
A new era of balding men? Is that what
balding
you said?
Men?
What did
a new era. A new age of balding men.
Balding men?
Well, don't make fun of the
balding.
Guy. Jesus Christ.
That's how they talk in Minnesota.
Okay.
What is that? What do you mean?
What do you mean by a new era?
You know, the kind they agonize over it for 3 years. They wonder who it could be from. Is it my mommy? Is it my daddy? Look, the way I see it, you got two options. One, you could go get your hair plugs right away, become a sex pervert, or you could shave your head and become a shaved head sex waiter like Sid.
Oh, a shaved head what?
Sex waiter?
Sex waiter.
I don't know what
that
means.
Does that mean he waits for sex, or he's like in a sex restaurant offering, would you like sex for dinner?
But he has a wife. His wife, you just wait on your wife?
But is that what he means? I don't know.
Which waiter? Which type of waiter?
Well, the idea is that Sid's the only bald one there, so.
That is an inaccurate idea.
That's like a Yid Catskill comic living in Minnesota. I tell you, I've been waiting on my wife for sex for years. Oh!
So, and what's the third kind?
There are only two kinds.
You said three.
My wife said, take her somewhere she's never been before. I said, try the kitchen.
Darren.
But anyway, there's a whole new era of balding men out there.
Yep.
Oh, my God. You know who hasn't called us in a while? Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. I miss him.
Maybe this is him. He's trying a new character out.
Bubba from the Sticks hasn't called in a while. Where are these people? Carol?
Oh, I'm glad you.
I'm over Carol.
Shlomo.
Pizza.
Yeah, oh, well.
Pizza moved on. He's like an adult now.
He has his own podcast.
I think he got married to that transsexual girl across the street. And
what?
She doesn't let him listen to podcasts anymore. Remember that? That's like a deep reference.
No, what?
You had a weird, like, always become insane. Androgynous or hermaphrodite or something girl living across the street from him when he was growing up.
I don't remember.
He told us about. Am I the only one that remembers this?
So do you have any? Do you have any more material?
Yeah.
That you want to try?
Sure. If you want to hear it.
Yeah, why not?
So you've all been to college, right?
Yeah. Sure, we're into college.
Yeah.
I'm really into college. Rob's not so much into college. Go ahead.
All right. Because the way I see it, college is only really good for two things. It makes you ready to make $45,000 a year instead of $40,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And two, it allows you to afford the 2010 Chevy Malibu instead of 2008 Chevy Malibu.
I get it.
So all your jokes involve you listing two things? Is that, I set the theme here.
To write a good joke, you got to do two things. One, come up with a list. Two, recite that list.
Exactly.
Do you have any more like that? Do you have any more list jokes?
No. I have some jokes about sororities.
All right, let's hear your sorority joke.
All right. So if you're a girl and you get into a sorority in 2010 or 2007 after, you pretty much know what you're getting yourself into. First thing I think of is a nice set of white cotton panties, piss-soaked in the crotch area. And when you reach your hand down there, you get your finger caught in the underwear lining. And when you realize how gross that is, it makes you want to puke.
That joke turned me on.
Why do you sound like that and you're from Minnesota? Explain this.
I think he just said he was from Minnesota.
Oh.
This guy's from Minneapolis, probably.
Yeah, sounds
sure.
Like
yeah. Like, really, who are you really?
I'm from Minnesota.
Originally from Minnesota?
No.
Oh. Where are you originally from?
Russia.
Hungary?
Uh-huh. Huh. Try Snickers.
You Bob Mould?
What?
Study.
Listen, I want to ask you a question now.
All right, go ahead.
If you have a joke, right, and it's in two parts, and you list the two parts of the joke, and then you subtract one of those parts, what do you have left?
A joke with one part?
When he did the second joke, I looked at you when he said one, and I was hoping you would do it then.
You know why I didn't? I thought of that so I didn't miss it, but I wanted to hear more of what he had to say.
Yeah.
He was entertaining me at that point.
And it was better to trick him.
Yeah.
You did it right.
He was entertaining me, I have to say.
That was weird.
That guy was good. I mean,
I'm gonna go that
he
far.
Wasn't good in the way he was intending to be good, but I was entertained by his.
It was train wreck value. Yeah.
It was awkwardness. Yeah.
And he sparked a lot of good jokes that came from you.
Yeah.
Goodbye to the people who hang upon me.
Hey, what do you call a bald guy who sits around and does a podcast with three other people?
I don't know, but he's in a 1997 Miata instead of a 2003 Miata.
A lot of car references in a joke. Every joke, the formula was exactly the same. I'm going to list things, and one of those things is going to be a car.
Hey, what's college good for? College is good for two things.
A 2008 Mazda Civic and a 2004 Mazda Miata.
What do you Fucking weird.
Hey, do you guys know about the drive shaft on a Buick LeSabre? Do you guys know
there's
about that?
There's two kinds.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's two kinds.
What is the deal with these electric cars over here, huh? What happens when I go to the gas pump, I get electrocuted?
You got two kinds of electric cars. One is for the balding man, and the other is for the balding man that drives an electric car.
I think he might be calling back.
All right, let's see. What does he have to say?
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air again. I forgot your name, Mr. Comedian. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even press one.
Oh, sorry, gotta go.
Got it. do that on purpose, or did we just catch him a second?
He had to be setting us. Listen, he bombed so bad as the comic, he had to be a straight man for us.
Yeah.
What do you get when you call into the Metal Injection live cast and you say one?
Well, there's two things. First of all, there's a Chevrolet Impala, and then there's also another kind of car that I can't think of at the moment.
Was he just like looking out his window? Like, oh, there's a Subaru. I'll mention that.
He sounds like the Red Gord Merge guy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Huh.
Maybe it's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm originally from Minnesota. That's where I'm from.
Whatever happened to Metal FIFA?
I joined the Viva Zaga organization.
Well, thankfully, I don't see him in it shows. Oof.
Ooh, boy.
You never shared your Jason Newsted story.
Oh,
yeah.
Jason Newsted.
There's two kinds of Jason Newsted.
There's two kinds.
There's one that's in Metallica.
Short hair Jason Newsted. I met a short hair Jason Newsted. He was very nice, very, very polite. I also met Mike Mushnick, his guitarist, also the guitarist of Staind.
Really?
Oh.
Because they were both in
he
studio.
Looks like my friend's mom. He does.
They came up to Sirius, and I got to say hello to them for a few seconds. And it was really funny because it was me and Jose hanging out with them. And Jose was talking about how he went to see Black Sabbath the night before.
Yeah.
And then Jason Newsted asked, who's drumming for Black Sabbath now? Because original drummer Bill Ward is not with the band. So it's Ozzy's session drummer, Tommy Clifettis, or I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason Newsted is like, that's got to be a tough gig. Coming in and drumming like that when people, you know, it's a legendary band. And I didn't pick up on it immediately.
He was joking,
like,
right?
A minute. I don't think he was. No. He was being
just
super,
unironically just said
super
that?
Sincere.
No, he was very honest about it.
He was relating. He was relating to
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how what it was. And like it hit me. I'm like, oh, because that's what you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Except the bus didn't fall on Bill Ward.
Yeah, Bill Ward's still alive.
Yeah. Can you aim your eyes at a bus?
Oh, no.
I'll give that bus the worst case of jowl cancer. The fender will fall off.
Sid has two superpowers. He can make jowl cancer and he can flip a bus over on this own person. But as long as it's only a 2008 Mazda Miata, this is Honda Civic bus. Heyo! That's my time, everybody. You've been a great audience. I'm from Minnesota.
Wow.
And then he was just talking about how when he was.
I love Jim Burns. I have a lot of respect for him. And God bless you. Mr. Jim Burns. He's from Minnesota.
There you go.
Just like me.
Sorry, Rob.
He was just talking about when he was with Ozzy, how he jammed with Mike Bordin, and how that was really a treat for him because Mike Bordin was in Faith No More, and he liked Faith No More. And then that was it.
What else is Jason Newsted like? What do you have for lunch?
He didn't talk about lunch. He talked about we joked about the G Pen.
Talked about wee wee.
And then I said I wanted to take a photo with just Jason Newsted, but Mike Mushnick was there.
That's why they invented Photoshop.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
And the crop feature, unless he like put himself
no,
in front of you.
He put his arm around me, Mike Mushnick.
Hover hand.
And as I said on your Facebook when you posted it, why is that woman touching your arm?
He was very nice though. He's very nice.
Your reply
like
was great.
Sorry.
Do you remember what you replied to me? You're like, that lady was very nice to me.
He was a very nice lady, I wrote.
He looks a little like Meatloaf, that guy.
I could see that, yeah.
Mike Mushnick.
Like if you dehydrated Meatloaf. He was like,
I've had some dehydrated meatloaf. It was terrible. My wife, I tell you, she dehydrates the meatloaf every night.
It's a delicacy in Minneapolis.
Yeah. There's two kinds of meatloaf.
Hydrated.
And the 2008 Mazda 3. Automatic.
Thank you, chocolate croissant. It's mushak.
Mushak.
Mushak?
I want to say mushak. I don't know. Mushak.
Like Meshack Taylor?
Mushak.
There's a deep reference for you kids. Look that up.
Designing women.
Yeah, and mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
I like mannequin 2 better.
He was like the Rob of the mannequin movies.
That's like in Godfather 3 better. Mannequin 2.
Mannequin 2 was with Kim Cattrall, right?
Mannequin 1 was with Kim Cattrall.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah.
I like the original. I like the original.
That's like Teen Wolf 2 is my favorite.
I like Teen Wolf 2.
It's all right. Yeah, Teen Wolf good. 1 is yeah. the best one, though.
Wait, what were you? Wasn't there a topic?
Mushnik?
Mushak.
Jason Newsted?
You met Jason Newsted.
No, we were done with that.
Sid, it was something that you said. Oh, the Juggalo.
Yeah, somebody died at the gathering.
I was watching two potheads try to figure out. I was talking about 10 seconds ago.
It was 40 minutes ago.
Someone died of a heroin overdose at the gathering, which...
That's shocking to me. I can't believe that happened.
I can't believe this is the first time someone died. I guess reported.
Really? Yeah.
Reported.
It's the first time
anyone was sober enough to
usually
report
they
it.
Do what they do on Breaking Bad. They just fill a tub with Faygo and put the body in there and it dissolves. It's like it never happened.
Faygo, Jesse.
Oh.
I laugh burped. That was weird. Anyways...
And now it's been captured forever.
So we're sure he died of an overdose.
Yeah, that's what. But the thing is, too, it's like at the gathering, there is something called the drug bridge, where it's basically you can go and buy any drug you want, and where all the drug dealers go. So it's like if there is a place where you could just go and procure drugs that's advertising itself, how is there not any... overdoses sooner. That's
how is there not any law enforcement?
Yeah,
there?
Like how are there?
The
not
thing is, it's a small town where like the sheriff's department is only like 10 people.
So they're
and it's on like a private. It's on private property, and ICP brings their own security who look the other way on the.
It's like the musical version of what Hamsterdam was on The Wire. Where the cops just look the other way, everybody. But now that was all fucked up when they finally found a dead body there, and then the real Baltimore police had to come in and clean house.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's a minor.
Yeah, three people listening saw The Wire.
Because most of our listeners are racists who would never watch a show. Like
what?
That.
How dare you?
Trolling.
But it's like they're their own country. The fucking it's like Juggalo Sylvania.
I wish. Let it be its own country. Get the fuck out of here.
They can just do that.
Did you, Gawker had a picture of the ICP guys without makeup.
Really?
Yeah, here I have it. I have it right here if you want to.
Do they look like meatloaf?
It's even worse than you would think.
They look like actual meatloaf.
Well, one of them looks like our late friend Jeff.
Sort of, yeah.
I feel Violent J totally looks like our friend.
It looks
Jeff.
Exactly like Jeff.
Yeah. Isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
Like, you see him and you figure that that's probably what he... But to see him without the makeup, it's like really...
Weird.
It's like, oh, you are actually human.
And where was that photo shown?
At the gathering. And also you could see Vampiro is behind them.
What?
Yeah, well, he's like he's friends with them.
Oh, God, I guess that's not surprising. But it's pronounced Vampiro, and you scream it, Rob. Come on.
What? It's Vampiro.
Don't you remember when they had on WCW, they had the fake Jim Ross, and he just screamed
it. Oh, Vampiro! Vampiro! Okay.
That's
Oklahoma.
How you're supposed to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
That was rather amusing.
Can we find a YouTube clip of him screaming Vampiro? That was so funny. Because he'd do it even when Vampiro wasn't in the match. He would just randomly scream it. Yeah. It's disturbing. No, that's not. I don't know what that is. Noah's got some weird shit on her hard drive.
It's Google
fantasy
image.
File.
Luigi just said that that the fat one looks like Guy Fieri.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen them in the same room together? Maybe it is Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm. That's where the makeup's
He's
for.
The Guy Fieri of Guy Fieri's. It's possible. Have you found the Vampiro drop?
I can't find anything. Maybe there's just like a... Yeah,
so
nothing.
What happened with the guy that died, by the way? Like, how do they know that he was dead? Like, who even found him?
Cause of death.
Did they find him right away?
I'm sorry to
be
rotting.
He was discovered dead in his tent.
I mean, as Bill Hicks said, you know, we didn't lose a cancer cure here.
Well, I'm just wondering because... That just goes to show you, it probably smelled so bad over there. Like, how do you tell between a dead body and just a
dead dude taking a nap?
Yeah.
And it's like he's probably covered in face paint anyway, so you can't, like, see the color leave his face.
Exactly.
To be like, that's a corpse. So, but whatever.
Hey, Patrick,
What do you call one dead person at the gathering? A good start.
Cold blooded.
Reappropriate that joke.
Yeah, that's an old one.
All right, I think I found something of Oklahoma. Let's see.
We're going to have a big party tonight. Now, I know mid-card is beat yourself with a stick, or is that who I think it is? I'm kidding him. Oh my God! Oh, these Moochie Girls are battling for 10. Hold on, hold on. Reintroduce the world to Dr. Steve Williams. This man is one of the most impressive athletes ever before seen. Four-time All-American from the great state of Oklahoma, football, wrestling. Big Eight champion, football and wrestling. Three-time Orange Bowl, one Fiesta Bowl, and a Sun Bowl. He's even wrestled the great Olympic champion, Bruce Baumgartner. Now, what are you doing here? You trying to call a match here? Step aside. Let me show you how it's done.
I replaced you one time. Go ahead.
And I replaced you too, son, so just scoot on down there.
I can't believe it.
It's a slugfest! It's a slugfest! Oh! Oh, look at that! Drop kick from the top rope! That's how you do it. You got to speak in sound bite, son. You speak in sound bite.
I'm willing to listen to this for the next 20 minutes if I'm promised a vampire rope.
He's got the stick! He has got the stick!
I don't think Vampiro comes out.
But he's done it even when it wasn't Vampiro. He just randomly screamed it sometimes.
What if I just do the JR accent?
Okay, I'll take it.
Vampiro! Vampiro!
Good enough.
The best thing ever in history was when JR and the King did the XFL together.
Oh, God.
Did you ever see that?
I probably did.
There's no video of it. But it was just like watching the WWE, but with football. And they're like, he threw it into the end zone, King. It's a touchdown. Touchdown.
Wow, there's full games on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
Let's see if this one is.
It's a third down, nine.
Good of the night.
He punched it, King. He punched it again.
Quite a night.
Last week in their victory against Los Angeles.
JR's not on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Vasgersian and King. They split them up.
Matt Vasgersian do a podcast a couple weeks ago, and they actually talked a bit about his time at the XFL.
What did he say?
And he was just basically saying how, like, you know, Dick Ebersol, who ran sports at NBC, would tell him to do the games one way, and then Vince McMahon would be in his other ear telling him to do the complete opposite.
Wow.
And he didn't know what the hell to do.
That's crazy.
Like, Ebersol's like, the cameraman's about to show a chick with big tits, but don't say anything. Don't even comment on it. And then McMahon's like, talk about the chick with the tits. Talk about like, and then they demoted him because he said he wasn't experienced enough or something.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, wow. He was not very happy with his time at the XFL. Shocking.
Good times. Yeah. Good times, yeah. The XFL.
I thought the problem with the XFL was, you know, the football sucked.
Yeah.
You know, you needed to have a good football, or, like I said this on the show before, I think, that I was listening to Howard Stern once, and he had a great idea, which is they should just do a reality show about football, see who's banging cheerleaders and all that, and that would have been a great show, and still play the games, and they would have shown the football on, like, TNN or whatever their other channel was, and then on NBC, you show the reality show.
I wouldn't watch that.
Well, you wouldn't, but it would have been a huge hit. You'd be the segment that would watch the football game.
I guess.
You know?
I don't know. I just feel like between college football and pro football, there's enough football.
We don't need extra football.
Baseball, we only have pro baseball. Like, nobody cares about college baseball, so there's a place there. Basketball, we have college and pro, so we're good enough.
But there's independent leagues and all that.
Yeah, but that's not on TV. Put that on TV, then.
Sure.
Yeah. But I guess we have minor league baseball. Yeah. We're good enough.
Okay. What?
We have enough sports. There was a football reality show on, like, Spike, but it wasn't like that. It was like a competition show.
The Wrestling Divas reality show is fantastic, by the way. Total Divas.
Does that follows Gigolos?
No, that follows Keeping with the Kardashians. Has Gigolos still on? I don't even know.
Don't pretend like you don't know.
I've only seen the first episode and then an episode that Jenny made me watch. That was terrible.
They actually changed the time slot. It's on at 3 a.m. Saturdays after Piercing Metal.
It's on whenever Rob presses play on his DVR.
I don't have a DVR, Sid. I don't have cable. You know this.
And you never will with that attitude.
No, Total Divas is hilarious because it's so obvious. It's the perfect marriage of wrestling and reality shows because it's,
you know, all these divas want to be bad actresses anyway. So it's all of that minus the wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's great fake drama.
Do you see nip slips?
No, it's nip slips are for the main show, for Raw.
True. Okay. I saw that. That Hispanic woman's nipple was
yeah, one of the
Bella
twins.
Yeah.
It's true.
I'll take it.
She's half Hispanic, half Italian, which means she has a very thick mustache.
What?
She takes care of it.
As long as her
she
nipple
does,
doesn't
she
have a
to.
Mustache.
Well, you don't know. She might. It might have one of those hair rims.
It's true.
Nipple rims.
Fuck are we talking about?
Nipple rim hair. No, do you have any hair around your nipple?
That needs
no.
to be a drop, the way you just said that.
Nipple
so,
rim hair.
I got it.
So happy. Like you just got that for Christmas and it was what you were waiting for all year.
Yay! Finally, the nipple rim hair. But I've been waiting
for
it. The
one place I didn't have hair and now I do. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, good.
Oh, wonderful. All right.
Another great episode is something that Philip Bonte would not say listening to the show, but I would.
We don't care what he has to say anyway.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have any nipple hair. Shaves
think?
It off.
Get the fuck off the internet!
Philip Bonte.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back. I might not be here next week because I'm going
what?
To the barbecue. I don't know if I'll get back in time. I hope I will. But... might be a little weird.
You gonna get any footage?
Yeah, gonna.
Where is that?
In Virginia.
Oh.
In like a park. It's on the Saturday, but you know we're driving back Sunday.
Why don't you just fly?
Because I'm getting a free ride
from
cheap.
Sean the Butcher from Sirius XM Liquid Metal.
None of what you just said made sense to me.
Well, maybe
why would you hire a butcher for like we are? Jose already cooks. Does he get his meat from Sean? Is
yeah.
that why he's on there?
That's right. He's his butcher.
So he doesn't even care about like radio professionals. He just wants people that can hook him up with food for tacos to put in his tacos.
Basically, and I'm trying to work it out so that Guar kills me.
You're the frother? That's why you got hired at Sirius?
Yeah, I froth the milk. There's a Starbucks machine in
the
in
melted
a
queso
kitchen.
Fresco.
That's the new froth Googler.
Up that queso.
That's the new Googler.
The frother.
The frother.
Does your milk have any froth?
No.
Okay, thank you.
It does now.
You just go to coffee shops and ask that.
It has to be heated up. You can't just froth any old milk. You see, I made the instructional video. Said you taped it. You know how it works.
How about dick milk? Can you froth that?
Have you ever tried?
Never tried.
I went to junior high school with that kid.
Richard milk. Good old Richard milk.
He was so weird. Put a chip on his shoulder.
He is related to Harvey.
Yes.
P-E-N-I-S.
All right, let's get out of here. We will be back next week. Is there a song to go out on or some sort of sound effect?
What do you want?
Someone requested the Rob song.
Which one?
Robert Stay in Europe.
Oh, sure. Been a while for that one.
Yeah.
But I don't want to. I'll go to Europe.
Stay in Virginia?
Oh, it's okay. Just when you listen to the song now, whenever Darren sings Europe, scream out, Virginia!
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
See you next week.
Yo, yo. On some real shit. Robert, stay in Europe. Yo. I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. But we've been talking and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something. You feel me? Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. So don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Where no one can tell you how. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. So don't come back. Don't come back,
don't come back.
One day, I'd like to start the show early. Not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow, it's so furry. Looking like Bert had a love child with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Oops. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yo. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. All right, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I could tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants. I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in
Virginia.
Homie, don't take your flight. You know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie. So don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in
Virginia.
Homie, don't take your flight. You're so addicted to chronic. Your beer's filled with vomit. So don't come back. Don't come back. Stop. Everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, planning bomb plots. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and puke. And it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, pissing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here is missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robert, stay in
Virginia.
Europe. Homie, don't take your flight. You know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in
Virginia.
Paris and don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay
Virginia.
In Virginia. Homie, please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London.
Richmond.
They probably have Funyuns. And don't come back. Yo, Rob. Seriously. I know we joke around on this show, but please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you. No, really.
Robert, stay in Europe.